Congressman, give us an inside look at a freshman congressman settling in Washington.
Well, so far it's been very busy. You know, when I first started coming to Washington before the presidential election, there was a sense of despondence and despair. Folks thought we'd just have partisan bickering and nothing would get done. Now, under unified Republican government, there's no one to blame but ourselves. So it's time for the Republicans, myself included, to put up or shut up and to start delivering on many of the promises we've been making to the American people over the last 8 years.
You've been named to the House Armed Services and Budget Committees. First of all, congratulations for that. And talk a little bit first about armed services. What do you see as your duties on that panel?
Well, I know why Northwest Floridians sent me to Congress. They expect me to defend our military mission with a whip and a chair when necessary. We've got some of the greatest military assets on the planet Earth in Northwest Florida, and there are times when others would like to have those missions housed in their districts and in their states. And so we've got to make the case for Northwest Florida, and having a spot on the Powerful Armed Services Committee will ensure that Northwest Florida's interests will ring loudly in the United States Capitol when it comes to our installations.
Is there anything different from your predecessor, Jeff Miller, that you will try to bring to the table, the armed services table?
Well, I think Jeff Miller did a fantastic job ensuring that Northwest Florida was well protected when there were decisions being made about our military. I think the major difference is that for the last 8 years, Jeff Miller has not had an administration that's been a willing partner in preserving our military might and then building upon it when and where that becomes necessary. And so I think that my experience will be different because we'll have hopefully General Mattis running the Department of Defense. We'll have President Trump and really a renewed sense that America's got to rebuild our military and restore our standing in the world.
Now, what will you be doing on the Budget Committee? As I understand it, one of the first issues coming up on that committee is going to be Obamacare.
Absolutely, Dave. And the Budget Committee will be the starting point for many of the bold conservative reforms that are going to be priorities for the 115th Congress. This week, we're beginning our work in the Budget Committee to repeal Obamacare. In the coming weeks, we will be drafting a budget resolution to deal with fiscal year 18 that needs to put us on a path to a balanced budget. I know that'll be a tough fight, but if we don't balance this budget, not much else is going to matter because the American economy will collapse. Also, tax reform is going to be an issue that the Budget Committee addresses. Each and every Congress, the way our process is supposed to work is that the Budget Committee prepares the architectural outline for the nation's spending and the nation's critical needs. We then send those instructions to various substantive committees and then ultimately aggregate those ideas and send them forward to the President of the United States in the form of legislation. And so I'm eager to be in the places where the most meaningful reforms will happen. That's why I ran, and I don't intend to be an extra in anybody else's movie. You know, up here it's important to be where the action is, and for Northwest Florida, that means the Budget Committee and the Armed Services Committee.
Do you feel a little extra pressure when it comes to repealing Obamacare to have something in place on the very last day of it?
Yeah, we can't leave people in the lurch, but Obamacare isn't solving problems for sick people today. If you look at premium increases, if you look at high deductibles, if you look at the cost of prescription drugs, you've got many people that have been impacted by Obamacare and seen the quality of the health care they can receive diminish. And so what will be important for us is ensuring that we have our free market reforms in place when Obamacare is repealed, so that if someone has an Obamacare policy and that policy no longer is valid, they'll be able to buy insurance across state lines. They'll be able to participate in high-risk pools. They'll be able to join together with other businesses or organizations to be able to achieve buying power and leverage in the access of their health coverage. Those reforms have to be available to the American people so that they can actually enhance choice at the time that Obamacare is ultimately just a mark in history.
We'll leave it there, Matt. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Dave. Always a pleasure, my friend.
I'm Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.